USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Texas Republican Congressman Louie Gohmert is reportedly trying to name the whistleblower in the Trump-Ukraine controversy that's at the root of the impeachment inquiry. During a rare Wednesday night impeachment hearing, Gohmert listed names of people he wanted to testify, and one of them was reportedly a person whose name's been floating around as the whistleblower concerning the president's July phone call with the Ukrainian president. Democrats have been urging Republicans to not out the whistleblower for fears of privacy and safety issues. After the Federal Reserve policymakers' final meeting of the year ends yesterday, the Fed chief says,
"We believe that the current stance of monetary policy will support sustained growth, a strong labor market, and inflation near our symmetric 2% objective."
Saying interest rates will hold steady. And this is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
A federal judge in California ruling yesterday that the Trump administration may not divert $3.6 billion in Defense Department funds for the construction of the wall on the southern border. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King, who says it's the second judge to do so.
A federal judge in California decided the Trump administration couldn't use military funds for border wall construction. The judge ruled the administration's plan to reallocate defense funding to a series of border construction projects is unlawful. It's the second such ruling in as many days, the other coming from a federal judge in Texas.
The U.S. House passing a bipartisan bill that would create a path to citizenship for illegal immigrant farm workers. The bill passed on a vote of 260 to 165 with significant Republican support. The bill now goes to the Senate, where it faces a very uncertain future. And this is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow Premium Pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special and use my promo code USA.
A settlement's been reached with dozens of American veterans who were sexually abused by a former physician's assistant. 82 military vets will divide nearly $7 million after settling lawsuits against the federal government over it. The veterans were sexually abused by Mark Wisner at a VA hospital in Leavenworth, Kansas. Wisner, convicted of sexual battery and criminal sodomy in 2017, and was sentenced to more than 15 years in prison. At least 250 journalists have been locked up because of their reporting over the past year in China and Turkey, the world's top jailers of journalists, also locking up journalists, Saudi Arabia and Egypt, according to the annual survey compiled by the Committee to Protect Journalists. And a very sneaky squirrel will not be facing charges, though he was caught on camera stealing a package from the front porch of a home in Southern California.
Squirrel is getting away with the loot!
Yes, the sprightly porch pirate can be seen stealing the Amazon package from the front of the home in San Pedro earlier this week. A passerby spotted the crime as it was happening, chased down the squirrel, got the package away from him, and was able to return it to the rightful owner. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.